This week, we've been talking about serving God and serving others. So today, as we reflect on service for one final day, we will be looking at the story of Jesus washing the disciples' feet in John 13, 1 through 17. When we read this passage, we see that this occurs at the famous Last Supper. We see in the beginning of this passage that Judas had planned to betray Jesus, and Jesus was already aware of this. But then we see in verses 4 through 6 that Jesus gets up to wash his disciples' feet. Now, this wasn't a normal act of service that would have been done during this time for many different reasons. Washing a person's feet would have been one of the nastiest things to do at this time. People didn't have tennis shoes like we have today, and their roads would have been muddied and filthy with dirt and other nasty things. So their feet would have just been nasty and mudded with filth. So this job was a job that was usually saved for servants who were considered the lowest class. Instead of a servant washing the disciples' feet, Jesus, their teacher, God in flesh, gets up to do it. And there's a couple of different things that we see here. First, Jesus is humble in his serving. He recognizes he is their teacher and their God, and he still does the lowliest task with the focus of loving others. I think for me, it can be easy for me to fall into the thought process of, why would I serve in this way? Or what do I get out of this? And what we see from Jesus is that he isn't focused on what he can get in return, and he's not prideful about serving opportunities. He humbly serves. The second thing we see is that Jesus serves others despite their heart posture and attitude. The fact that Jesus serves Judas even when he knew that he was going to be betrayed is fascinating to me and also convicting. I think about it in my own life. If I know people who have wronged me and maybe who haven't always had the best intention, and it's hard for me to want to serve those people. And what we see is that Jesus doesn't go to only the people with the best intention. He doesn't just serve the people who treat him the best. He serves everyone. I think about when I worked at Starbucks for a little while. This was something that was hard for me to do. We constantly had somebody yelling at us or upset about an order. And something that was difficult for me was loving a person even when they weren't the best towards me. And of course, I worked there, so I still had plenty of opportunities to love the person and continuing to serve them. But when I was treated harshly, it would become more difficult. But even in our jobs, when someone is super kind or when someone is more mean with their words or attitudes, we should still look to serve them and love them in the same way. Because ultimately, the goal isn't being kind to them for what we can get out of it. Our goal is to point them to the love of Christ. And as I got to think about some of these things, a couple questions came into my mind. First, the question is, where are we avoiding serving others? Is there a place in our lives where we know we could help someone and we know we could serve, but we're avoiding it for certain reasons? And a second question is, if we are avoiding it, then why? Why are we avoiding serving that person or that group in that way? Is it because of our own pride? Is it the thought of someone like me would never do that? Maybe it's the thought process of I would never serve a person like that. But what we see from Jesus is he doesn't just serve in the lowliest of ways. He also serves sinners and broken people like us. What is one way you can serve someone as we go into this week?